It's time now for us to join in with our meteorologist, Pat Pagano, and get a look at the forecast. Good morning there, Pat.
And a good morning to you.
Now, Pat, I just had an update on this morning on Skype, and it wouldn't connect me at first to you. It said you have to accept Metro Weather as a contact, and I screamed at the computer. I've been talking to Metro Weather for 2,000 years, so I had to reboot my computer. That's why I'm a little bit late.
Not a problem. Weather-wise, we will tell you it's going to be a nice day. Partly sunny, in the low 60s, enjoy it. Cloudy tonight, a front goes by with a spotty shower overnight, low 40s. Increasing cloudiness Friday, 55 to 60. Friday night, we have rain and a bit of wet snow. I think that overnight, Friday night into Saturday morning, most of us could see a dusting, but as we get into the higher terrain, get toward the Catskills, the Berkshires, they could actually see an inch or two. And then on Saturday, rain and wet snow showers, a cold, biting, gusty March wind, we stay in the 40s.
Jeez.
Yep. And Sunday, sun and clouds brisk, not as harsh. Highs getting to 60. There'll be some rain showers in the 50s on Monday. Don't look to break out of this cool pattern through a good portion of next week.
Now, the wind chill factor on Saturday, what will that be like if it's windy and only in the 40s?
Low 20s. Yeah.
Oh, it's so great this season.
Right? Doesn't it stink? Just stinks. Well, what can I say, though? We're in this pattern for a while. So, again, right through next week. And just a little bit of snow. And whatever anybody gets Saturday morning, by Saturday afternoon, will be gone. So that's the good thing about that. Now, I have a couple of things to share with you, Mr. Marshall. Yesterday, I think our listeners will find this amazingly interesting. Yesterday, I had a televisit with my doctor.
Okay.
Because I want to get the antibody test.
Yeah.
And they don't let you get the antibody test unless you go through your doctor. It's like he almost writes out a prescription. So he said, how are you, Pat? Blah, blah, blah. He's a young doctor, by the way, very young. And I said, good. How you doing? He goes, well, he said, considering that I've never been sick in my life, he said, I got sick in March, early March. I said, the virus? He goes, yep, I'm pretty sure it was. He said, I was very sick. And he called the CDC and told the CDC what was going on. He said, I'm a physician, and this is how sick I am. And they said, have you been to China? And he said, no. Well, then we can't give you the test. You probably have the flu.
Yeah, no, that's what's happening, yep.
Okay, so that was that. Thank God he's so much better. He was telling me that his sphere has one of the better antibody tests that prove 84% accurate.
Yeah.
He said, don't think that that's great, because it's not. He said other tests, like for measles and things like that, he said they're 98% accurate. He said, and that's what a test should be. 84% is not, it's a good number, but it's not great. He said, but I'm very, very disturbed, Patty, because I'm talking to you about this because you want the test. I said, yeah. He said, I've had a couple of patients who've come off the ventilator with COVID virus 19. I said, yeah. He said, and we've given them the antibody test. He said, and it comes back negative. I said, what? He said, it means one of two things. The test is not accurate, or this virus is not leaving any kind of antibodies in humans. He said, and the second one, he said, is more frightening than the first. Mm-hmm. He said, I could see if the test is not accurate. That's one thing. He said, but we don't know which of the two verifies. He said, and we probably won't know, he said, until the end of the year. So he said, with that being said, Pat, I just want to tell you that 90% of the patients who have gotten this test from us have come back negative. And he said, as far as your theory of collecting data. You know, he says that the government could put it into their models. He said they don't collect that data. All they do is collect who's positive, period. I said, oh. So he says, but not a problem, Pat. He said, let's go with the test. I'll give you the test. And he said, and we'll go from there. I said, okay, great. So they have me scheduled for next Friday.
So you're going to the office?
I go to the office, and they do it right there. When you get there, you have to call. Wait in your car. Somebody comes out, gets you, brings you directly right in. No waiting room, nothing like that at all.
You're going to like having that swab put up your nose?
No, it's they take the blood from your arm.
Oh, you take it. Right, so you take it there.
For this antibody test, they take it from your arm.
Well, the government just takes it right from your heart.
Yeah. So I thought that was very interesting. And,
there's so many uncertainties out there. That's exactly right.
That's what he said. Yeah.
And you look now, I think there's 73,000-74,000 deaths, something like that. At the rate we're going, even as like New York now is in a big curve down. New York State. Connecticut has started their curve down.
Right.
Massachusetts is right around the curve to start heading down. But there's now other places like in the Midwest and stuff like that, and in the South, where the curve is starting to go
up.
Yep, the other way. So if you figure that the rest of this country's got to go through this curve, you can just imagine what the death rate is going to be. When you look at there's 300 and some odd million people in the country, all of a sudden it doesn't seem like that much. But if you look right now, 70,000 people are enough. That's enough people to fill Texas Stadium, you know, the new Texas Stadium.
I heard somebody make that analogy. But
dead people. That's of dead people.
Filling, but Marshall, the problem is that you're mentioning, you know, how it's, you know, elsewhere it's coming up. And the thing is a lot of these places where the you know, the testing is coming up and they're positive are places that have relaxed their restrictions. Yeah. So again, I don't know if it's such a great idea. I mean, start relaxing them, but not to the degree that a lot of these states have been doing.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens. And it's going to take a week and a half to 2 weeks of these rules being relaxed
before
you get an idea of what's going on. So yeah, it's, you know, we have the Bargain Barn, and the Bargain Barn is going to be allowed to open up the thrift shop on the 20th. And what we've done is we've spoken to all our employees and said, if you don't feel safe coming in, that's okay. You're going to stay on the payroll. If you want to come in, you can come in. This is what we're going to do. We're going to have masks. We're going to have gloves for you. We're going to sanitize each day. We're going to monitor people coming in and blah, blah, blah. And every one of them has agreed to come back to work. No, it's not. I mean, we're only open from 10 until 3. It's not like we're open up a lot, and it's only 5 days a week. But it's interesting because most of our employees are right around 70, believe it or not, and they're still willing to come in and socialize and work. So it's interesting as people that run two businesses, the Bargain Barn and here at the radio station and actually the TV station. I mean, we don't let anybody in the TV station or the radio station simply because you can't be masked. We don't have somebody to monitor. You know, it's a whole different situation.
Right.
We will have somebody at the retail site that counts the number of people that are in to make sure that everybody, you know, we do have that. So it's interesting to see how this works. I'm in favor of a very, very, very slow reopening, and we'll see how it works. But the nice thing about Connecticut opening up on the 20th, by that time we'll be able to look at other states that have opened up, and we'll be able to look. Then it'll be like 3 weeks after they've opened up, we'll be able to see as a state what went on in those other states, and prepare for that. That's the one good thing about it. But, you know, there's a lot of questions out there that loom. I mean, they just are. I mean, I just feel sorry for people like the post office workers, the people that deliver the mail, the people in the post office handling all this stuff. I feel sorry for all the great employees at supermarkets that are out there doing, you know, the people that that have the, that operate the gas stations and the convenience stores so we can get gas and stuff. They've been out there every day for the past 7 weeks while most of us have been under restriction. They've been out there every day working their butts off, and tip of the cap to them. And of course, the first responders as well. I mean, it's just amazing how they're handling this. But, you know, it's one of those things. I guess you have to try. You won't know what's going to happen until it happens. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. And we just hope that the death rate doesn't spike from this, from what will happen. We're in strange times, Pat. Strange times, strange weather, and strange times.
Well, I'm glad you said that because you're absolutely right. Everything is strange. There's no doubt about it. But I did get to see the full moon this morning, and it was beautiful.
My animals see the full moon every morning. I'll check with you tomorrow.
That sounds good, Marshall.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.